5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Hey, The Bird Show.
I am sanctified. God must be glorified.
We call him Father Crunk. It is Father Bailey from Holy Spirit Catholic Church. Yeah, he's a real priest. He's got the whole collar and the do-rag to prove it.
Yes, indeed.
How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good, man. But you know what I realized last week?
What's that?
I'm going bald.
Are you?
Yeah, I got a bald spot at the top of this, so that's why I cut the fro off, man. You know, a fro don't look good with a little bald spot at the top. You know what I'm saying? So had to cut it down, man. Had to bring it back to the basics.
That's very 1970s.
What's that?
An afro with a bald spot.
Yeah, yes. Man, it doesn't work, man. It's like, you know, a bad episode of Good Time.
Only if you come in, like, on roller skates or something, you know, looking all 1976.
Where did you spot it? Because that's a place that you will never, ever forget.
Well, no, man, check it out. You know, like, every time you celebrate Mass, after you put the Eucharist back on the altar, you genuflect, which is a profound, you know, act of reverence. And one of the ladies at the church said, "Oh, Father Bailey, I know she got a bald spot." I'm like, "Oh, man."
Somebody,
you know,
pointed
what I'm
it out to,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man. I thought she was my people's too, bruh.
Sorry.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
You know.
I mean, Karen Browning, man, you know, you did it now, man. You did it. You did it. But no, I love her anyway.
I think,
man,
you know, as reading in the Bible, you just don't know who you can trust.
Exactly, man. You know, I got a bald spot, man. I got to deal with it, man. So, you know, step up my game a little bit. Bro.
And now a reading from the book of Keep Your Mouth Shut If I'm Bald.
Exactly.
Father Bailey joins us every week, and he takes a look at Hollywood, and he says, look, there's a lot of dysfunction going on in California. But you don't have to laugh at it. You can embrace it and apply it to some stuff that's going on in the Bible. So what do you have today?
Well, today we're going to talk about Carmen Electra, and the title that you get off the website is Carmen Electra's Moving On and Moving On Up. And it says Carmen Electra just announced her separation from Dave Navarro last week, and she's not wasting any time. She's already been spotted with Jamie Foxx, leaving together from the Hollywood hotspot Element. For Carmen, it could be considered trading up. Jamie is one of the highest paid stars in town, and he and Colin Farrell each pulling in $20 million from Miami Vice. So I want to go ahead and title the talk this morning, Baby, You Can Do It, Take Your Time and Do It Right. Now, of course, Carmen Electra does not have a quote about this whole breakup, but there's something I found from the World Entertainment News Network, and I want to try to use this as the launching point for my whole talk today. She said, and I quote, and believe me, I quote, "I had nice breasts to begin with. They were not the biggest boobs. But I just think it was really trendy to have implants at a certain time, so I decided to do it. There are moments when I think it's kind of silly, and I wish that it would not have just, I wish that I would have stayed natural." Now, I would say you can't treat folks and their hearts like a piece of plastic surgery. Now, if you look at the facts, on November 23rd, 2003, she married Dave Navarro, the former lead guitarist of the rock band Jane's Addiction. The couple documented their courtship and marriage on MTV 2004 called To Death Do Us Part. I seem to think that if you do anything on MTV, man, the marriage is going to last, bro.
Any kind of reality TV show, but especially MTV, I think, right?
Yeah, man. I don't want nobody to do a reality show about the priesthood, man. You know, leave me alone.
It's the devil's channel, I tell you.
There you go, man. You know.
Why? Who are you going to split up with? They do a reality TV show on you. I mean, you're just
man. Weird. I ain't going nowhere, cool, man. I love doing what I'm doing. Yeah, well, whatever. Yes, Atlanta, once again, it's on, it's popping. It's Father Crunk, and you know it ain't no stopping. This morning, we're going to talk about a topic that is always an issue in Hollywood and an issue that is always present in our own lives. That is the blessing and the topic of love. I am sure and certain that we all have been or we all are in love with someone. However, we focus on the story of love between Carmen Electra, the so-so fine and so-so tight woman. And like the Jeffersons' word on the street, is that her publicized breakup with the lead guitarist Dave Navarro of the rock band Jane Addiction. Now, Carmen is wasting no time in moving on up. And as they said in the 1970s television show, Like George and Wheezy, well, we're moving on up to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Yes, we're moving on up. And you know what, my friends? We must understand that Carmen is all about, according to the media, that her piece of the pie is the ever so popular and talented Jamie Foxx. Now, we can only take the word of Hollywood with a grain of salt, but it's important to understand the actual factuals of what love is all about. Now, look inside the Bible, and you'll notice that it is a book that's full of stories. Stories of drama, mess, and the lack of faith that many people have in their own lives. However, what makes the Bible so cool and relevant to the lives of so many people is the reality of God's great love for us. From the beginning, when God reveals his love and compassion to all of us in the books of the Bible, from the prophets to the Psalms, to the Gospels, and even the early letters of the church, we remember, celebrate, and believe in the great love that God has for all of us. So one could conclude that the Bible is God's great love story for all of us. However, there's something going on with Carmen's love story in her own book. Now, my personal opinion, and if the so-called reports of Carmen upgrading from Dave Navarro to Jamie Foxx is actually true, then what she is doing is not the best thing in the world. I'm not being a hater in any way, but I believe that we should know that when you jump from one relationship to another with the quickness, one, like somebody may say they changed their drawers. It ain't the best solution in the world to get your broken heart healed up. Now, I can only say this because, like so many of you, I've been in love. I have loved so many special women who were a blessing to me in my life. But when I went from one lady to the other with the quickness, I found out that I was never, ever really happy. Now, when I had that time alone and I could save that money, buy my Jordans, get myself a new watch, I found out that I was happy and cool with being with myself. Being happy and taking time to learn from what happened in the past relationship and trying to get the best and be the best that we can for the other person in the new relationship is the best route to go. Like the SOS band said back in the day, baby, you can do it. Take your time and do it right. You can do it, baby. Do it when? Do it tonight. For all of y'all who think that it's the best way to deal with your broken heart by upgrading real quick and making sure your mind and soul is okay, remember true love that you are looking for is really the joy and the love that you have within yourself. You can't treat people like an old laptop, like an old cell phone, or even an old hoopty. For all y'all who don't know what a hoopty is, it's an old car that runs by testimony and prayer. You have to make certain that you love and truly appreciate who you are and what you have to offer. The cool thing about love is that love is always there. But in many ways and in many times, we are the ones who mess love up. Have you heard the Burt Show lately? You gotta give yourself time and be cool with the person that you are. Do you trade in your child if you are a parent for another child? Heck no. You accept the child for who they are, and you want them to be the best they can by learning from the life lessons that you have learned in your own life. People are not like a new boob job. People have feelings that have authentic needs. That is what Carmen Electra should learn about life with her fine self. If you all listen to a little R&B every now and then, you'll know that Jamie Foxx and Ludacris had a hit out a couple of months called Unpredictable.
Here we go.
Get ready, man. ATL, get comfortable. We about to do something you never done before. Yeah, baby, not the usual. This morning we're getting unpredictable. So try to roll with me, baby. I'm going to make you feel like you never feel. Girl, all about your neck. I am unpredictable. Come on, I know you used to be a scary movie. I'm going to love who I am, so make that movie. Do you get it? Do you got it, baby, good, good. Girl, I knew you would. See what you need right now, coming Electra. It's a time to be creative. And soon you will see what I mean, what I mean, what I mean, what I mean. Oh, yeah. ATL, get comfortable. We're about to do something you never done before. Yeah, baby, not the usual. This morning we're getting unpredictable. So try to roll with me, baby. Baby, I'm going to make you feel like you never felt. Make you get it all together. Oh, I can't say that. Make it unpredictable. Okay, y'all, I'm going to do the Luda flow. All aboard. This the Father Crunk Express. Never give y'all the less, because y'all know all the more. From the pulpit to the Q100 studio. From the next time to the rhyme spot is Father. Ha, ha, ha. Let's put a little excitement into your lifestyle. You got to know the time's the essence. I'm talking right now. God can get rid of that drama tonight that you're feeling right now because you ain't loving right. Some people say that love is overrated, but they got to keep doing it right, baby, because it's understated. To keep it interesting, baby, just shake the hurt off. God will be your Tylenol, baby. I'm able to be love until you doze off. The Bird Show will make you wake up in the morning and take you to another world. You wake up in the morning feeling like another girl. So you know what, ATL? The one thing you have to realize is that love is a blessing. And although Father Bailey can't rap, and although Father Bailey can't sing, you got to understand that in the way y'all accept me and love me, I accept and love y'all in the same way. If you loving somebody and you're about to get out your relationship because of hurt or pain, don't jump to the next person right away. Understand you got to take your time and do it right, because you can do it, baby, and do it when you can do it tonight. So Atlanta, Georgia, it's your boy Father Bailey checking out. I got to give a shout out to some people from church, because if I don't do that, they'll go ahead and kick my butt next Sunday. I want to give a shout out to Captain Ed Kavickas, the man who taught me how to shoot. To Officer Joe Villafane, who is newly engaged to his honey over there in San Antonio, Texas. To all the Atlanta seminarians who will be on retreat this week. And also to all the folks coming into Atlanta for the Interregional African American Catholic Conference. We want to go ahead and give a shout out to all these folks and to everybody who make it happen in ATL. Atlanta, Georgia, Burt Shore community, you all are wonderful. Don't treat people around you like a piece of plastic surgery. Understand that love is good. Hang in there, persevere, and know that you can learn from all the junk that's going on in Hollywood. It's your boy, Father Bailey, checking out right now. Get ready to celebrate Mass this evening. Got to go to court and handle some business, so I'll talk to y'all later. Brian Nichols, behavior behind the court. I'll holler at y'all later, players. Play on.
See you, Father Bailey.
The Bird Show.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.